Jewel Cave is the third longest in the world, at more than 170 miles of explored passageways. But officials believe that's only a fraction of what's left to discover. Most of Jewel has never been seen by humans. Dan Austin is with the National Park Service at Jewel Cave.
Anytime you get to stand in an area where no other human being has stood before, and especially something that big, where your light doesn't penetrate, that's always an exciting moment.
That kind of huge dark space that swallows up a single headlamp is somewhat rare in Black Hills Caves. Some of the newly found passageways in the southwest part of Jewel are like giant hallways, some with cathedral-sized ceilings. Renee Ohms is a volunteer cave explorer and a National Park Service employee. She spent many hours in Jewel Cave mapping never-before-seen areas.
Yeah, I've been doing this for, about 17 years now, and this is one of the most exciting things that I've been involved with discovering in Jewel Cave for sure.
But this find doesn't come without some sacrifice.
So that's the thing about Jewel Cave. You really got to push the small stuff to find the good stuff.
Chris Pelzarski is another of the volunteer cave mappers and explorers. Many of the passageways in Jewel are barely big enough for a human to fit. To make a breakthrough into this new section of cave, the team had to push through a few tight spots.
It was a narrow fissure, just, a foot wide or less in places, and it just kept pinching down and almost ending, and we just kept thinking, this thing needs to make up its mind. It either needs to end or it needs to open up.
It opened up big time. The new passageways this narrow fissure led to are so large that the team had trouble getting their laser measuring device to work. The laser requires a white surface to bounce off of so it can bring back a readout. But with the long distances and few white surfaces in the bottom of a cave, Pelzarski says the team had to improvise.
Another caver, Larry Schaefer, was down at the end of the passage, and we're yelling at each other, it's not reading, try again. And Larry says, okay, try reading off my shirt. That didn't work either. And so Larry thought to himself, well, what do I have that's white and reflective that the instrument could read off of? And so he finally thought, I know, I'll take off my shirt. So he took his shirt off, and I was able to read the disto off of his bare white chest. And we knew that deserved a name, that passage. And we ended up coming up with the name Gringo Holler.
Jewel Cave has a long history of colorful names for passageways and rooms. The newly discovered area at the southwest boundary of the cave has a fitting southwest theme. With any luck, cavers will have to keep coming up with more creative names. Renee Ohms is on the team planning to go back in on August 2nd. She says there's plenty more to discover.
Where we left off last time, it was pretty exciting. There was huge passage continuing in multiple directions. About 30 feet high, and it just keeps on going. So we're excited to see what happens next.
It's worth noting that just to get to this unexplored edge of the cave takes 5 hours of crawling, climbing, and hiking through cave passageways. Water supplies are limited, and the trip time is cut off at 18 hours total for safety reasons. Despite the long trips to the edge of the unexplored areas, Jewel has more to offer. Studies of the airflow in and out of this cave show it's only about 1% explored. That means many more discoveries are possible for years to come. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Charles Michael Ray in Rapid City.